It's time for the Chamber Member-to-Member Focus, brought to you by the Windham Area Chamber of Commerce, designed to promote local and area businesses and help us understand why shopping local is so important to keeping our community strong. Here now is the Assistant Chamber Director, Katie Greener.
All right. Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining today. We have our monthly member-to-member feature on KDOM. And for this month of May, we are doing what we're calling Heroes Month. So basically recognizing the individuals and organizations on the front lines of a lot of crisis situations or, you know, just being there for people. And so this also goes in conjunction with the recent firemen's concert last weekend. It's also Nurses Appreciation Week, and it's the last full month of school. So we're recognizing the fire department, police department, teachers, nurses, EMTs, all of those guys. Really thankful for them. So today on the show, we got Kristen Porth and Ethan Mathis, who are both EMTs with the Windham Ambulance Service. So thanks for being on the show today, guys.
Yeah, good afternoon, Katie. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. So, Kristen, you are the new ambulance director, and that's, you know, first of all, huge congratulations. That's awesome. We want to acknowledge the many years of service Tim Hackard has brought to the community, being with the Windham Ambulance Service. So, but tell us about who you are, your background, and how you got into the role.
Yeah, so I am the new director for the ambulance. It is a full-time position. I'm in transition between my other job. I was a full-time sheriff's administrative assistant at the Cottonwood County Sheriff's Office. Been there for about 18 and a half years. I've lived in Windham for about 22 years, and I'm originally from Butterfield, just down the road, so not too far away.
Awesome. And Ethan, we're glad to have you on too, and you're one of the younger members of the Windham Ambulance Service. Tell us about yourself.
So I started up as an EMT back in October, so I've been on for about 7 months now, and I also work as a manager at McDonald's here in town. Was born and raised in Windham. I did a couple years of schooling in Brookings, going pre-med, ended up switching to nursing, and I'm planning on going back to pursue a career in nursing.
Yeah. So, yeah, what's that been like being with the Windham Ambulance Service? Like, what's the, you know, initial experience compared to maybe your expectations of what it was?
It's been really cool so far, I think. Like, when we were doing our trainings and doing the clinicals, I did them up in the cities, and it was fun, it was very informative, but it was super hectic. Just really fast-paced, constant, nonstop calls for 12 hours straight. And here in Windham, it's a little bit not as frequent like that. You know, it's not 24/7 on call the entire time you're there, but, you know, we got a good crew. It's been really fun so far.
That's awesome. Yeah, what does a typical day on the job look like for each of you?
Yeah, so the typical day for me right now is a lot of chaos for me, actually, because I am in transition between jobs. But once the end of May comes around and I can focus on one job, I'll have kind of set, I don't want to say set hours, but I'll be at the ESF or facility building pretty much 8 hours of the day. And then I will be taking some calls during the day, so local calls or transfers. If the people that are on call during the week can't take those calls, then I would jump into that role and take those calls. I'll be mostly administrative, doing paperwork and doing all the stuff behind the scenes that most of our EMTs don't see. So,
sure.
And that's managing a budget and managing our crew and our supplies and keeping our rigs in tip-top shape. And so not really any set hours. I'm subject to help whenever it's needed, whether it's the weekends or nights if we're shorthanded. So.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you were saying earlier, too, that this director role is kind of a more official, full-time, salaried role compared to what it was in the past.
Yes. You know, we've gotten extremely busy. We're running about 1,200 calls a year, and with all the rules and regulations and all the stuff post-COVID, it got to be very time-consuming. And right now, we've had, you know, Tim Hacker doing the director duties, And then he had a couple gals, Kim Powers and Mary Holman, that would help with all the paperwork, administrative duties on the side. And then we had people, we had two, sometimes three people check rigs. We had Justin Harrington, Donna Marcy, that would make sure we had supplies, things aren't outdated, making sure the rigs had their oil changes, maintenance type of stuff. They would do that every day. And I'll assume all of that in time, kind of doing a transition, taking baby steps with that transition to assume all of those duties under a full-time director position that's salaried.
Wow. Yeah, a lot of the things that people don't realize go into the role behind the scenes. Yeah, let's talk about what training is like to become an EMT. I mean, Ethan, you were kind of talking about it. You were right out of the training. What was that like for you?
Training was fun. It could be a little stressful at times. It's a lot of information to unpack and try to absorb all at once, but it was laid out good. We did two classes a week. I think it was Tuesdays and Thursdays for me, and that can vary a bit depending on who your instructor is. There were 4-hour long classes with the occasional 8-hour long Saturday class. A lot of it was textbook material and slides and then taking tests and stuff like that over it, but we did also have a lot of actual like hands-on training where our instructor, who is a paramedic, and his helper, who is another paramedic, would bring in a lot of equipment and tools and have us run through things like dummies to do practice CPR on or do different airway maneuvers and stuff like that. So it made the class very fun and interactive, but also very informative. And then towards the end of our like exams and everything like that, we had like one whole exam kind of station where it was all hands-on work. Like you run through an entire scenario and they kind of give you the information, and you got to say what you're going to do and how you would take care of this and that, and then they kind of decide where you go from there.
Hmm. Wow. Yeah, and what maybe is that ongoing training like in the job, right? So you're certified, you go through all of what you just explained. What about the ongoing, you know, making sure you're staying fresh in your skills or even physically in shape? You know, what does that look like?
Yeah, so we meet once a month, typically the last week of each month is our meeting and training date. And so we'll have, we have a training instructor, right now it's Lori Jensen, that will come up with a training for our squad during that meeting. And we have a lot of things that are mandatory that we train on every year and get certified in, CPR, our devices that we use, the Lucas, airways.
We did, what was it, the glucose and stuff that
yeah.
one night.
You know, a lot of our equipment that we use on a daily basis, we train with them at our meetings as a group. And then there's other trainings on the side that might be web-based that are free trainings that, you know, we'll send out to the squad, hey, this is free through another service or free through a state program. So we'll send that out, and then they have the opportunity to do that on the side and get credits. I've done several of them on various topics, and some of them are three-part series, and so you could get lots of extra training and knowledge through that.
And part of that, I mean, it sounds like just as you get equipment upgrades, that involves a lot more training and making sure everyone's on the same page. Talk about things about the department or maybe your facility or your equipment that's unique to the service that maybe other, you know, similar small town ambulance services may or may not have.
Yeah, our building is unique to this area because we have the living quarters for people to stay. So we have EMTs that are out of town. Our response time is approximately 5 minutes. So anybody that's out of that response time, which we have like three EMTs that I can think of off the top of my head, during their call week, they stay at our building. So we have 4 bedrooms available for people to stay. We have a little kitchenette, a little living room sitting area with TV and stuff like that for them to feel comfortable and feel like a little bit more of a home atmosphere, because they spend a considerable amount of time there. And that way they're able to, you know, stay on our squad and be active.
Definitely. Yep. Yeah, I didn't realize that either, that there's actually apartment units, you know, above the station. That's right. Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ethan, you know, if you could share information or give some advice to someone about your age who's maybe coming out of high school or who's in college and they're considering being an EMT? What advice would you give to someone considering being an EMT?
I'd say if they're thinking about it, to definitely reach out to anyone they know as an EMT or the service in general. I mean, any one of us. If they have an interest in it and it's something that they want to do, I mean, we're going to be more than willing to help them out. And we can point them in the right direction and try to get them set up with class and stuff like that, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, and for you, Kristen, what would you say, just being in various departments for a while now, what would you say is the personality or the grit that is required of a person who wants to be an EMT, besides just, you know, completing the training? What kind of person are you guys looking for?
You know, we'd need somebody that's got a little bit of flexibility, that has a passion to give back to the community. You know, there is a lot of volunteer time. You know, we get paid on call, but there's a lot of time commitment, you know, to being an EMT. Just a passion to care for others is a
Absolutely.
Good quality to have. And, you know, the ability to want to learn and help others is a good, you know, thing to have to be an EMT. We're always looking for good people or people that are interested in being an EMT. If, you know, anybody has thoughts of what it's like to be an EMT, they can stop down and get a tour of our facility. We can show you around, show you the rigs, and discuss, you know, what it takes to be an EMT. Our squad is busy, so it takes a lot of people to keep it running.
Definitely.
24/7.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Before we close out here for the show, could each of you just share what's been the most rewarding part of the job, or maybe a story or experience you've had? What's been rewarding?
You know, just going to a scene to help somebody, whether it's an accident scene, a medical scene, just being that person there to help them, whether they're responsive or not responsive, being their advocate for their medical cares at that time and getting the care that they need to help them feel better. It's rewarding. Some, you know, calls don't always turn out like we want them to, but we know in our hearts that we're giving 110% every time we get in the ambulance and go to a scene to help people. You know, we're giving them our best effort and, you know, trying to do what we can to keep them healthy.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think I can agree with Kristen on that one. It's, you know, having done my training up in the cities and stuff like that, it seems like a lot of the people kind of see it more as like a general service, and it's just kind of like, I don't really know exactly how to describe it, but here, since it's a smaller town, everyone kind of knows each other, and we're a lot more, I guess, personable towards mm-hmm. each other. You can see a lot more genuine, like, thankfulness out of people, just knowing that you were able to come and help them, and so far that's been the most rewarding thing for me, and just knowing I can go out there and help people.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, our community is definitely thankful, and we appreciate that mm-hmm. response from them, too.
That's right. Well, guys, this has been Kristen Porath, the new ambulance director, and Ethan Mathis, an EMT with the Wyndham Ambulance Service. This is our member-to-member feature on KDOM. I'm Katie Greener, assistant director at the Chamber. Thanks for listening.